you.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live. Where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. Trying to bend a little bit of light to a dark world, one episode at a time. I'm your host. My name's John, but I don't do it alone. Got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, folks?
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. How you doing?
Episode 21, my brother. 21. I can't believe we have come this far, man. We are at episode 21.
How many weeks are in a year?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Episode 21, man.
What's
How's your week
show
been,
about,
my
bro?
Brother? Today's been... show is episode 21. Today's show is honoring the heroes, man. I figured Veterans Day is Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
So you know, your mic needs so good. For people that don't know, we're live on video too. And Josh has clapped his hands about Veterans Day, but his mic is so good you couldn't hear it.
yeah, I can't but, even share my happiness, man. What's going on?
But today is we're gonna do an episode about the veterans, my brother, because we do our shows on the weekends, and but Veterans Day falls on Tuesday. And we're gonna honor the vets today, my brother. It's called today. So today's episode is honoring the heroes. And
heroes.
I want to take a moment to honor the men and women. You know, I mean, that put on that uniform, Josh. That's what we're doing today. Whoever served our country, but I really want to let people know that today's show isn't. It's not just about remembering. It's about helping. You know, when our vets come home, you know, they're changed, brother. You know, we got a lot of service men and women that served our country that come home that are that really struggle with mental health. But first, before we get into it, man, we always have to explain how we came up with the show. And our buddy Impact came up with the name of the show, Light It Up Live, and we pulled that from Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we're trying to do here on Light It Up Live. We're trying to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. You guys, don't forget, we're live every week. We're live on Twitch, and we're live on YouTube and Facebook all at the same time. And we also rebroadcast on iHeartRadio and YouTube. So you can go find us over there. If you guys want to interact with us, go over to Facebook and you could go into the chat, and we can interact with you right here live on the show. But yeah, brother, it's Veterans Day Tuesday, man. You know, I'm sure going to fly my flag, brother. You going to fly your flag? Oh, I don't hear you, bud.
There we go.
Oh, you're going to fly your flag? I know I am. I'm flying my flag loud and proud.
My flag's up every day, brother.
Come on,
it always flies in front of my house. But you know what else Tuesday is going to be, right? You know what else Tuesday is going to be?
What's Tuesday going to be?
20 degrees in Central Florida.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be cold here. Bush.
Super cold for Veterans Day.
Man.
Yeah.
I might have to be sick Tuesday and not make it to work.
Well, you know what? I was researching, man. It is a federal holiday, so we might have the day off. I never bothered to ask. I do.
I hope we do.
Yeah. I mean, it's very possible, man.
But today, man. Episode 21, honoring the heroes, man. We're gonna talk about Veterans Day, and we're gonna show some love to the men and women that put that uniform on to help our country stay free. And man, when they come home, you know what I mean. A lot of those veterans battle, you know. A lot of those veterans, you know, battle a lot of things. And I actually
mental health.
Yeah, man. I pulled up some statistics. You know, I mean, it's an easy search. You know, you just go to Google, and did you know that PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, approximately 11 to 20% of veterans experience PTSD in a given year, a rate much higher than the general population, up to 1 in 5 veterans will develop PTSD. Depression, 1 in 5 veterans experience serious symptoms of depression, and listen to this one, dude, substance abuse. Alcohol is a primary substance for 65% of veterans entering treatment centers, nearly double the rate of civilians.
Wow, that's huge. That's
unbelievable. And now the most horrible one, suicide. In 2020, suicide rates for veterans and service members reached an all-time high, with deaths by suicide increasing by 25% that year. So a big part of what this show today is going to be about, it's not just going to be about honoring them, but it's going to be about helping them when they get home, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, when they get home, it's not just physical injuries. You know what I mean? There's trauma. You know what I mean? Time away from their family, lost friends. You know, they go through a lot. You know what I mean?
But even the ones who, you know, prepared to kill people in war and never saw it, they still they mentally had to go through with that ability and that constant fear that I'm gonna have to do something I'm not good at doing. You know, like none of us wanting to hurt people. I would hope not. You know what I mean? But
Our soldiers, you know, they're not just facing bullets. They're facing the bad memories, the pain. You know what I mean? From when they go over there and they go to war and they bring that home with them. You know what I mean? And so some veterans are still laying their lives down in quiet ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And trying to find peace again, because they get home. How do you just, you can't just compartmentalize and put that away.
You can't you can't turn off the violence.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're right. You can't just turn that off.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's
so that's what we're going to talk about today, man. We're going to honor our veterans, and we're going to talk about helping our veterans. But I've got a couple before we get to your spotlight, Josh. I got a couple for veterans. If they watch this, or if you know a veteran, there is a veterans crisis line. If any veterans out there that are suffering, you need to talk to somebody, or if you know a veteran, tell them to dial 988 and press 1. It's available 24/7. And they can talk to somebody. You know, everything's private. You know what I mean? It's just between them. And there's also a chat. If they want to chat, just chat with somebody online. They can go to veteranscrisisline.net/chat, or they can just text 838-255. That's 838-255, and you could talk to somebody right there. Everything's private. It's just between you and them, and they can find some help.
Yeah.
And talk to somebody, bud. So we're going to keep sharing that today. We're going to keep putting that up on the screen so that people can see those crisis lines. And get our veterans some help, man. I really have empathy for our soldiers, man. They come home after what they did, you know, and not everybody's really nice to them, you know.
No.
And a lot of people are forgotten, you know. There's a verse in the Bible. It's John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's exactly what they're doing when they go over there. They're laying their life on the line, my brother, you know. And man, I really admire and I really respect the men and women that put on that uniform, Josh, and go over there, man. So Tuesday, you guys, I know we should do it every day, but Tuesday, we really need to check on a veteran, man. If you know a veteran, check on them. Not, you know, I mean, not just on Veterans Day, but on an ordinary Tuesday, Wednesday, when no one else does, you know, check on your veteran friends, because, you know, they're going through things in their mind that us that didn't serve or have to go to war, see them terrible things. They're going through things that we could have no idea, you know, we cannot relate, but we can be an ear and we can check on to make sure that they're okay.
Yep. We just lost one of our veteran friends not long ago, Mr. Mark Stevens.
Sure did.
I tried to check on him regularly, but at 11 o'clock, everybody remembered 11 o'clock, the 11th hour, 11 a.m. That's when everybody should take a moment and reflect on how free we are because of the sacrifices that they gave. And some sacrifices wasn't them just going to war and dying. They brought it, like he said, they brought it home. they're sad, they're depressed. You know what I mean? Right. They need us. They need us like we need them. You know what I mean?
And, amen. Amen, brother.
To an extent.
It's my favorite time in the show, Josh.
Yeah, it's your spotlight. I don't know. It's my spotlight.
It's not my spotlight.
let's go.
You know what time it is. Man. You know what time it is, but this is a favorite song we came up with, but it's time for Josh's spotlight.
Okay. You know what time it is. It's time for Josh's spotlight.
Hey, remix. Hey.
Spotlight.
Yeah. Josh's spotlight. So what you got for us on Josh's spotlight today, my brother?
Well, you know, the spotlight today is going to be, of course, the history of Veterans Day. Armist Day, to be exact. And that's what it was originally called. And they came up with that. It was at the end of World War One, 1919. Old Woodrow Wilson declared it the very first Armist Day. And it was just a day to remember that, you know what I'm saying, good wins, you know, to honor the veterans that served in the war, to honor the veterans that, you know what I mean? Help make what it, you know, what it was, you know, it was pretty much to celebrate the end of World War One. And in 1938, it became a national holiday here in America, in the United States. I mean, this is celebrated worldwide. This is not just an American holiday by no means. After the Korean War and World War II, all veterans wanted to be a part. Like they lobbied for them to all be a part of Veterans Day. And it wasn't until 1954 that Congress decided to actually change Armist Day to Veterans Day.
It took that long, huh?
Yeah. It took a long time actually to make it the Veterans Day that we know today. And it's definitely a day to reflect about those that are brave. You know what I mean? Courageous. Like I never served, and I honestly couldn't imagine putting on a uniform and going to a foreign land to fight foreign people. It's scary. I do have a lot of veterans in my family, and I've talked to them, and it's something not really comfortable talking about. Like we was trying to get one of our buddies to come on the show, and they're just you know, like, I'm just not comfortable talking about it. And we understand that, man. I wouldn't completely understand. Yeah. And so I'm happy to tell them thank you. I'm happy to make sure my family knows exactly what, you know, what it's all about. So that's my spotlight, Mr. John. You know what I mean? Just a quick, brief history of it's a federal holiday. So like I was saying, if you got one of them jobs that honor that, you got the day off. You know, it might not be paid for it, but unless you're a vet, you shouldn't be paid for it anyway, I don't think. But we did find a video, pretty good video, to pretty much sum up the whole Veterans Day origins and how we should feel about it, you know? So let's take a look at that.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I say your name.
I
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Support and defend.
Support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And to bear true faith.
And bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I will obey.
And I will obey.
The orders of.
The orders of.
The President of the United States.
The President of the United States.
And the orders of.
And the orders of.
Those officers.
Those officers.
Appointed over me.
Appointed over me.
According to regulations.
According to regulations.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. The timing of this holiday is quite deliberate in terms of historical fact. But somehow it always seems quite fitting to me that this day comes deep in autumn, when the colors are muted and the days seem to invite contemplation. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise, but most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. In memory of those who gave the last full measure of devotion, may our efforts to achieve lasting peace gain strength. Let us make a vow to our dead. Let us show them by our actions that we understand what they died for. Strengthened by their courage, heartened by their value, and borne by their memory, let us continue to stand for the ideals for which they lived and died.
I love these. I love those videos.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
It's beautiful. Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, bro. This is a good video.
Wow. Good video. So good. For people that are going to listen to this on the rebroadcast on iHeartRadio, man, we really encourage you to go over and check us out on YouTube at Light It Up Live and watch that video. It's so powerful. And the Todd Josh to talk about, man, I really like those videos. It's the videos where the soldiers coming home and the kids don't know it, and they run up into their arms. Oh my goodness, man, that about puts me in tears every time I see one of those happy tears. Yep. Oh man, it about gets me every time, dude.
Yeah, I like the ones too, like when the two soldiers served in war together, and then the other one comes over to the house. He see them. Oh yeah,
right.
Like, I could watch them all day. Tears me up, man.
They're really good.
You don't really ever see love for each other quite like those videos. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
I don't know. That's how we greet each other in heaven. I believe
Amen. It. Yeah. Amen, brother. Again, if there's any veterans out there that are struggling with mental health problems, they need somebody to talk to, man. There's a veterans crisis line, and you can dial 988 and press 1. It's available 24 hours a day. It's completely private. You can also, if you want to chat with somebody online, you can go to veteranscrisisline.net. Or if you want to chat with somebody through text, you can text 838-255, 838-255, and you could talk to somebody right away. And if you know somebody, or if you are a veteran that's struggling, that you need to talk to somebody, they're there to talk to you. And please, please, please use it. You know, we could all play a part, Josh, on helping a veteran. You know what I mean? We can pray with them. We can help them through prayer. We can help them just by listening. Maybe they just need somebody to listen to them. You can donate to a lot of these veterans groups that help our veterans get off the street, help feed them, help them get a home. There are so many places you can donate to. You can volunteer for them places that help them guys. Or how about this, Josh? How about just simply caring?
Yeah.
Right?
Simply smile and tell them thank you.
Come on, man. Thank
you. Yeah. You see them all the time. Where we go, the gas station, grocery store, you always see some veterans. Just say, hey,
God heals through people, man. God heals through people, through compassion, through community. You know what I mean? Through love that shows up. That's how God heals. And man, our veterans need us, you guys. They really need us. And so don't be scared to talk to a veteran. They go through a lot there. You know, I can't sit here and say that I know, because you know I've never served. You know what I mean? No, nobody in my immediate family has served, but man, I respect my veterans. I respect them a lot. And you know what they did for my family, you know what I mean, for my friends, for this country. You know, they go out there and they selfishly help protect this country, no matter what political belief, no matter if they like the president that's running or not. They help protect this country for the love of this country and for the love of their brothers and sisters of this country. And man, for that, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. My family thanks you.
Amen. Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to a vet that just made it home for the holidays, Mr. Dylan. I'll just say his first name. You know what I mean? Man. You might see him. I'm glad you're home, buddy. You know? I gotta give another shout out to my Uncle Tony. Again, just use his first name, Uncle Tony. He's a vet, real short guy, stocky, real deep voice. Love him.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So,
you know, Veterans Day, it reminds us of sacrifice. The sacrifice, you know, I mean, that those soldiers lay down, but it should also remind us of service. Now, I mean, I'm not talking about theirs, you know, I'm not talking about just their service, but I'm talking about ours. You know what I mean? Because honoring our heroes means more than waving a flag once a year. It means carrying their burdens, you know, listening to their stories, you know, and helping them find peace. And, you know, in the battles that we can't see, because, you know, when they leave the battle, the physical battlefield, Josh, their battles don't stop there, bro.
No, they come home to hatred, ridicule. They come home to, you know, doors that are supposed to be open for help that are not.
And man, just think, they leave that battlefield and all of a sudden they're supposed to come home and just be normal again.
Yeah, just blend back in. It's okay.
Yeah, just blend right back in after everything they've seen and after everything that they went to, lost in brothers and sisters, you know, and at war, you know what I mean? Friends, they become family to those guys.
Yeah, people that's got you back. Know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, you depend on this person to save your life like you would save his. Could you imagine being shot at a whole bunch? It would change you, man. Yep. Like, it really, I've never been shot at, but I could imagine. It's, I can't imagine, actually, you know, but it'd be incredible. I wouldn't want to shoot at people.
I've always had a lot of respect for our veterans, and Tuesday is Veterans Day, so that's why we, you know, Josh and myself wanted to do this show, but we really wanted to make sure that this isn't just about honoring the veteran, but also understanding that the battle doesn't stop for most of them when they leave the battlefield and they get to come home. If they make it home, they get to come home, and it's, you know, there's a battle that still goes on with a lot of these guys. And I think it's important to reach out to people that you know that are veterans, because 99% of the time, probably 100, they're not going to reach out to anybody else. You know, so sometimes they may need us to reach out to them, to check on them. You know what I mean? Because mentally, you know, they go through stuff. I'm going to keep putting this up there, Josh, the Veterans Crisis Line. You know, if there's a veteran that needs somebody to talk to, or if you know a veteran that needs somebody to talk to, there's a Veterans Crisis Line. Dial 988, then press 1. It's available 24/7. And it's completely quiet. Or if they want to, you or some, you know, if a veteran wants to talk to somebody online, you want to chat with somebody online, they can go to veteranscrisisline.net/chat. Or, Josh, they can actually text somebody. You know, it's a text world. They can actually text with somebody, man, at 838-255, 838-255. Text that number. And you can actually talk to somebody at the Veterans Crisis Line private. It's completely private, Josh.
Confidential. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually completely confidential. It's just between you and them.
Yeah. I mean,
support our veterans, brother. That's what today is about. Today is understanding that the battle doesn't just stop on the battlefield for them. They bring that home, man. So love on a veteran. Call a veteran. Shake a veteran's hand, like Josh said. How about just a thank you? Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you that I'm still allowed to go to McDonald's and watch whatever movie I want, or watch TV, or do whatever you want to do, speak however you want to speak, have whatever religious belief you want, have whatever political belief you want, freely.
I mean, a lot of our generation didn't have to see war, you know what I mean? So these veterans, they really... You know, how's the saying go? You know, strong men, you know, made nice times. Nice time make weak men. So, yeah, I want to honor those heroes, you know.
Amen, brother.
And, yeah.
Well, my brother, you got anything, any last thoughts, man, before I get into my final thoughts?
Yeah, well, no, I'm pretty much, that's where I wanted to go with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just be nice to them. They identify, I held a door today. And old guy said, "You go ahead, young man." I was like, "No, you go ahead, young man." He said, "Don't give me that young man stuff." It was funny, you know. So he didn't let me hold the door, but I mean, he said thank you. I said thank you back. So, yeah, just be nice to people.
Yeah,
be nice to everybody.
You told me about that story earlier, and then didn't you said you noticed a bracelet or a hat or something on him or something?
Yeah, he had his hat on. He had his veteran hat on. You know, Korean War. I mean, he was up there. He was up there.
Yeah.
You know, but his smile was good. Cool. Yeah.
You guys don't forget to check us out every week, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can find us live on Facebook, Twitch, and our YouTube channel at Light It Up Live on all platforms. You can find us. Also, we rebroadcast the next day at Light It Up Live on YouTube and iHeartRadio. You can check us out on iHeartRadio too. Do us a big favor. Go to, Go subscribe for us. Hit that subscribe and that like button, man.
Yeah, it's free. And, it's 100% free.
It's absolutely free. Go check us out. This here, Josh, this is my final thoughts. Veterans Day reminds us of sacrifice, but it should also remind us of service. Not just theirs, but ours. Because honoring our heroes means more than waving a flag once a year. It means carrying their burdens, listen to their stories, and helping them find peace in the battles we cannot see. Some of our bravest men and women are fighting right now, not on foreign soil, but in their own minds and hearts. So today, let's be the hands and the heart of God to them. Let's reach out. Let's pray. Let's remind them that their story isn't over and that healing is still possible. We honor their courage by showing compassion. We honor their service by choosing to serve them in return. And we honor their sacrifice by helping them find peace, the kind that God can give. Because Veterans Day is more than a holiday. It's a calling to remember, to care, and to love the ones who gave so much for all of us. So happy Veterans Day. We love you. We love our veterans.
We thank you.
We thank you.
Yeah.
And Veterans Day is Tuesday, you guys. So thank a veteran, shake a veteran's hand, and show our veterans some love. You guys, don't forget, we'll be back next week, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. My name's Josh. Josh, I almost did it again. My name's John. That's my name's Josh.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys again next week. And remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. Hold on tight.
So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive. In a world that feels so dark, we carry hope. We spark a spark. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive.